Welcome. This week's Parsha is Parshat Hazinu. It's the one that's the day after Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to have a Parsha again until there's Vezot HaBracha that we read on Simchat Torah. Parshat Hazinu, Perek Lam Vav, Pasuk Lam Vav, the Pasuk says, Ki Adin Hashem Amo Ve'al Vadav Yitnacham, Ki Yireh Ki Hazlat Yad Ve'Efes Atzur Ve'Azuv. Hashem's going to judge his nation. And when he sees that there's nothing for them, so one day he'll, the pasuk continues that Hashem's going to redeem Am Yisrael. So the mashmaut of these psukim, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin, tells us that we see from this pasuk that Ein Ben David Ba, meaning Mashiach won't come, Ad Sheid Yashu Min Agula. Only once Am Yisrael despairs from ever being redeemed. That's it, there's no hope. So, how do we understand this Mamar Chazal? What, in order for the Gula to come, everybody has to give up on the Gula? Isn't that one of the Yud Gimli Kari Amuna, right? The Rambam Paskins, Ani Ma'amim Bimuna Shalema, Viviyara Mashiach, that's one of these Ikari Amuna that we have to believe? So what, we have to stop believing and then the Gula comes? So that obviously can't be what this Mamar Chazal is saying. So Ms. Yaakov explains that as long as Am Yisrael expects the Geula happening in a natural fashion, as in, oh, maybe the nations of the world will figure it out, and everybody will like Am Yisrael, and they'll let us all come to Eretz Yisrael, and they won't have any other issues, and they won't hate the Jews anymore. So any time that we think that could happen in any, you know, diplomatic fashion, anything we do, any statements we make, any of our actions could lead to such a conclusion, well, then the Gula is not going to come. The nations hate Am Yisrael, and they hate us more than anyone else in the rest of the world. It's only when we're miyayish from any such machinations on our part, any such actions and hopes and dreams of ours, that it's going to happen in the natural sense, and we realize our only hope is to rely on Avinu Sheva Shamayim, then the Mashiach can come, then the Geula can come. He says this fits with what we say in Parshat, in the Yitziat Mitzrayim story. Moshe comes to Paro and says, send out the Jews from Mitzrayim. And you know what Paro's response was? Paro's response was to make their work harder. Echbid Paro et olo alehem. And now Moshe says they weren't able to listen to me. Mikotzer ruach me'avagara kasha. Why did Hashem have to cause Paro to make the shibud worse before he was going to redeem Am Yisrael from Mitzrayim? Hashem wanted that Am Yisrael would realize that it's not Paro is going to eventually free them. The amount of time is up. Paro is going to have enough. He's going to have a change of heart. He's going to get a moral compass and moral conscience all of a sudden, and he's going to do the right thing. No. It is not dependent on Paro at all. There is no human interaction that is going to fix the situation. The only way this situation is going to come is through Avinu Sheba Shemayim, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. Only after they saw what happened, Moshe went to Paro, asked him to free the Jews, and not only did he refuse, but everything made it worse. Miyad nityashu b'nei Yisrael, all of a sudden Am Yisrael felt despair. That's it, we got no hope. You know, maybe if somebody went to Paro and explained to him, then maybe he would free the Jews. He'd realize that this is wrong to enslave the children of and the family of Yosef, who was Mishneh LeMelech Paro. So maybe it's wrong to enslave all these Jews. So Moshe goes to them, and he doesn't free them. In fact, it gets worse. And now they have yeyush of it ever happening from natural means. Their hope is never in Paro being able to help them out of this situation. The only way the Geula can come is a Kadosh Baruch Hu freeing them from Mitzrayim with the Makos. That's the Geula Amiti. So the message is very clear, especially in this very wonderful message for Parshat Hazinu, Shabbos Shuva, is that the Geula, just like the Geula, is only going to come Biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Biyad B'nei Adam. So to our whole lives, we have to realize everything is Biyad Hashem. Everything we want in life, everything we're looking for in life, we may have to do a certain Hishtadlus, and we have to do our part, but it's really all Talei B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we realize that, that's when we can hope for a chance of success when we're davening in our tefillahs for whatever it is we're looking for. The only way we can possibly be successful And getting what we want is when we realize that it's all B'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shkoyach.